93.7, the River City's classic rock. There goes Journey, Dog and Joe on a Lickison win Wednesday. Your chance at cash here shortly. We didn't get to this yesterday. Last I heard, were you following this Austin, Texas bomber?
A little bit. I didn't keep up too much of it because it's on the news, and you know I don't like to watch that.
Yeah. Well, the guy was setting up trip wires. He was setting up bombs all over. They had yesterday. What they had was a FedEx warehouse. They thought they had a bomb there. And the city of Austin, they were terrorized by this guy going all the way back to like March 2nd.
And he was pretty good at setting these little traps up.
He started building more sophisticated stuff.
Yeah.
24-year-old scumbag who terrified the residents of Austin, Texas with a 3-week bombing campaign that killed 2 people blew himself up on the side of a highway north of Austin yesterday. Police tracked the suspect to a hotel near Austin, state's capital, and they were following his car. He pulled to the side of the road and detonated a vise, killing himself.
Oh, he did it purposefully.
Oh, yeah. He knew they were closing in on him, and I have yet to see the footage, and I know it's probably out there, but he blew himself up in the car on the side of the road, and they did say, Austin police, they said FBI, suspect is deceased and has significant injuries from the blast that occurred from the detonation of the bomb. They will not give his name, but they said that he is... They're almost certain, believed to be the one that's responsible for the 6 bombs in and around Austin, including 5 that detonated since March 2nd. So,
wow.
1 didn't go off, 5 others did, 2 people killed. And yesterday, I mean, what a grisly, demonic, but spectacle way to go out.
No doubt.
With a car bomb.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I can't believe that you would be able to sit there in a vehicle and detonate that thing.
That is wow.
Really don't want to go to jail. You're going to do something like that.
And you know, that's the thing. You look at most of these people, most of these kooks, you can't even call them people, most of these monsters, they have an end game. They are at the end of the rope or the end of the board. They know what they're doing going into this stuff. You look at it with Vegas. You look at it with most of these kooks. They know. They're going to go out with a big bang, if you will. And they had this plan before you ever, you know, ignited or set off bomb 1.
And he knew that if he died, that was part of the plan, and he wasn't worried about it. You have to, I would think, go into it thinking that, to be that insane.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to go out and cause all this mayhem and then go to jail, you know?
I mean, just hurt innocent people. That's what I don't get. When you're
ridiculous.
When so much bad has happened to you in your life, and it's gone so twisted, that's your idea. To go hurt people that have done nothing to you.
Yeah, innocent people you've never even met.
Yep.
So, actually, though, that is some good news to the story.
Yeah.
He blew himself up, and he didn't blow anyone else up residually. So that's good. Congratulations. Story over.
What a crazy story.
We got to do cash right now. Double pay workday. Got another $1,000. And yesterday, we're going to try to get a hold of this person. Derek Moore took time out from smoking his meat and granted a $1,000 winner during his show yesterday. Derek Moore!
Hey, way to go, dude!
Yeah!
Woo! Must have been the guy that supplies his meat smoking supplies, because he's really in touch and in tune with them.
What a job that must be, though, too. See, and the funny thing, we talk about all this meat that Derek Moore smokes, he never barbecues it, grills it, or smokes it.
That is the weird thing about it, truly.
Yeah. Give him the cash code word.
Code word for this hour to text number 200-200 is luck. L-U-C-K. To 200-200 for your chance at $1,000. The word is luck. L-U-C-K. Good luck.
Oh.